Hello and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center or CCRC often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is Problem Solving at NAVFAC in support of the Problem Solving competency. In this podcast, we will describe an example of how a NAVFAC problem was solved by the real estate team on the island of Tinian. From Guam, a short flight gets you to the Commonwealth of the North Mariana Islands, the CNMI. This includes Saipan, Tinian, and other smaller islands, with the capital being Saipan. Picture this. In 1944, the Marine Corps travel from Japan and land on Tinian, discovering a population of less than 1,000 people. Tourism was sparse but growing. Finding the island to be desirable, the U.S. Navy began exploring opportunities for real estate investment. In the Pacific, Tinian is a strategic focus because NAVFAC's allies use it. Since 1983, NAVFAC has held a lease on the top third of Tinian. However, the Navy has continued pursuing opportunities for expansion through the years. The U.S. Air Force determined that the land on Tinian was strategically important as a backup for the airport at Guam. There was an existing airfield called Tinian International Airport, but it needed expansion. As NAVFAC pursued expansion, one of the initial problems the team faced was that prior to NAVFAC's engagement, there was total opposition among local leaders on Tinian to even talk to the DOD. There was also concern about having hundreds or thousands of Marines on the island at once. The local community was apprehensive about this military presence and did not support changes to their community that they saw as negative. Now that you understand the backstory and importance of NAVFAC's presence on Tinian, let's discuss the process NAVFAC undertook to reach a solution. NAVFAC conceived of a $350 million MILCON project for this work. The budget was increased to close to $500 million for the airport, facilities, hangars, and refueling capabilities. The NAVFAC real estate team worked on land acquisition for the Air Force, with all the one-stars and the four-star at PAC overseeing it. The governor of Guam, the Air Force, HQ, OSD, and DASN were at the table during negotiations. Considering the various services and interests involved, determining a lead negotiator was challenging. Admiral Korka put that responsibility on the NAVFAC real estate team as the lead and empowered their work. Efforts to reach a solution were slow and painful as it took time to build trust and reach a mutual agreement that satisfied all the parties. Finally, in 2018, there was a bad typhoon with 200-plus winds on Tinian and Saipan that ripped all the greenery off the island. There were literally no leaves left on the trees that were still standing. The NAVFAC real estate team paused all talk of the land acquisition until the islands were rebuilt and relief had been provided, seeking to prioritize the health and well-being of the locals. The team realized they had to rebuild the relationships with CNMI, whose roads and ports were falling apart. OSD slowly came on board, allocating money for rebuilding clinics, roads, and piers as part of the whole project. Additionally, the Marines provided most of the equipment to rebuild and clean up Tinian and Saipan. They lived in huts without air conditioning, working long days. Finally, the DOD and the local admiral were able to orchestrate FEMA relief and services. So what were the results of this approach? The CNMI government and the local population greatly appreciated everything NAVFAC did. They recognized the work the Marines were doing to help the community, which changed the relationship. NAVFAC was then able to get CNMI back to the negotiating table. There were still issues, though. The original land appraisal came in at $6 million because it was determined to be agriculture land, which is much cheaper than airport property. So the NAVFAC real estate team had to research and create a compelling justification for $20 million. They did this, and the new market study for the land value came in at $19 million. that bridge the gap between the appraisal and the land's real value. What were the best practices and lessons learned from this problem-solving exercise? The first lesson was to acknowledge how important it is to know local culture and to start talks from a place of cultural respect and acknowledgement of local rules. If you adapt to local customs, you can be successful with what you aim to do. Observance of cultural norms paves the way to trust, and trust makes everything go faster and with far less friction. The second lesson is that employees must be empowered, especially the person working on the transaction. Finally, the NAVFAC real estate team hit a lot of walls, but they maintained focus and never gave up. Thank you for listening to this podcast on problem solving at NAVFAC. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local BD17 representative or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development, at Navy.mil. As part of your certification, please write this code in your workbook. 7, capital B, capital N, capital L, caret, 9.